Hey everybody, welcome to Connect and Grow podcast. And hopefully we're going to get this right and get it on YouTube as well. And we like to keep the sense of humor about this and technology. So my name's Jackie Grant and today we have Eva. Now I met Eva at a women's networking event, which was absolutely amazing to meet this incredible lady because Eva's coaching is a little bit different. She works with women who especially, you know, parents like mothers who are wanting to start a business. And today Eva's going to talk to us about how she works with someone that is wanting to start a business and keep things flowing at home without feeling all of the stress and anxiety. So over to you, Eva, to introduce yourself a bit more and the incredible work you do with women.
Thank you very much, Jackie, and thank you for this opportunity today. It's very exciting to be here. And, yes, technology is always fun to play with and can cause us all sorts of issues, but hopefully we're back on now. So, yes, my name is Eva Rado and I work with mums who are entrepreneurs predominantly. And what I do is help them to turn the household management into a whole household responsibility so that it's not all just up to her and not on mum's, completely on mum's shoulders. And this allows her to have the energy and the headspace that she needs to grow her business with single-minded focus.
So tell me a little bit more about what's single-minded focus. Like what does that mean?
Yeah, so as mums, we it's very normal for us to have a million things going on in our heads at all times, and trying to keep ourselves on top of all of the moving parts, from the housework to the kids' school activities, the after school activities, the dinner on the table, and then we throw a business, particularly a new business, if we're starting wanting to start something from home, into that mix, and it's very common to end up in a sense of overwhelm, and more often than not, clients come to me wanting to grow their business, tired of the people around them seeing it as just a hobby when they know that it really could be more. But what they find is when they either schedule time to work on their business or even manage to sit down to start working on their business, there is something either in their own head or a reminder on their phone or some other interruption to their ability to focus on their business that seems more compelling. So, classic example, you drop the kids off at school, you're planning to go back home and work on this week's newsletter for your audience. And as, Tommy gets out of the car, he says, "Oh, Mum, don't forget, tomorrow is green dress-up day and I need a green hat." And so she go home to do her newsletter? No, she goes and runs around the shops looking for the green hat that suddenly she needs. Mm. And so that's what I mean by single-minded focus, that when you've got time scheduled to run your business, to work on your business, you actually have the time and the headspace and you're not thinking about other things and you can just focus on what your business needs.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so important because with our own businesses, I know sometimes I will set the intention that I'm going to do something such as, write the next lesson in a course or something, and I get a million phone calls. And sometimes that's important to answer the phone, but other times it's really important to not answer the phone and use this thing called message bank, because if it's important, they'll leave a message. Yes. And you can call them back. Let's work through a little bit of an example, like on how you might be able to help somebody. So I'm a mum. I've got two primary school kids. I've got hubby there. He's working full time. And he gets cranky when he comes home. And here I am, running around with the family. And I like serviettes folded a certain way. So I've asked him to do it the same way that I do it because, hey, I'm still cooking dinner. But he's just not getting it, and I'm feeling very overwhelmed. I'm feeling very stressed. What are some of the things that you might be able to help me with? Because, we're going to have a fight about this soon. Like, I just can feel it. It's coming. He's going to go, I'm out. I'm done. How can you help me?
Absolutely. Most definitely, Jackie. So the first thing to note is some of our listeners might be listening to this example and thinking, oh, it's just a serviette. But the reality is, as mums, we all have these expectations of how things are supposed to be and what we are supposed to be able to manage. And we, when we're starting to feel a little bit overwhelmed, we'll reach out and ask for help, which I call a four-letter word. I don't like using that word. And then because we are already stressed, we are expecting that that help will come in the form that we would have done it ourselves. The folding the serviettes or how you set the table is a really, really good example where in that last minute rush to get dinner on the table and as mum you're stressed to get dinner cooked, what you just want is for him to step in and do the way you would have done it. So one of the first things that I talk to my clients about is the mindset around that and our expectations as mums and our expectations of ourselves and our expectations of our family around the household management. And it comes a lot from the, you know, preconditioned societal gender bias that mum is carer and therefore we take on that, you know, we know we're supposed to do it, we're supposed to look after everything for everyone else, and then, you know, we take the next step after, especially if we've been home for a few years as the primary carer, parental carer, where we're the ones at home running the household, and we take on that is the best way to do it. We've worked it out. That is the best way to do it, and so everyone has in the house has to do it that way. So the first thing I work on with my clients is around that mindset and being able to take a step back in the moment, release the overwhelm that creates that sense of stress that turns into a fight. And then the other part of what I work with my clients on is the communication. So finding ways to communicate with our partners and our children so that it's not a dictatorship, it's not a demand, it's not a help me, it's not this is the best way, I know what I'm doing, you just need to support me more. It really becomes a communication of collaboration from a sense of curiosity so that everyone in the house has a buy-in and everybody feels considered and there's compassion towards everybody's needs and wants in the house, and therefore the whole family is able to be onboarded into the new way of being, so that household management really does become a whole household responsibility.
And let's just say business is going well and, you know, we've got our routine, so you've done an amazing job helping me, but and we haven't had contact for a little while, but now the kids are teenagers. Like, oh my gosh, like I'm finding it's a whole new struggle. So I'm guessing that this would be a progressive thing. So, like, you know, I'm going to call you up and go, oh my gosh, Eva, like it's chaos here. What do I do? And the boys have got exams and oh my gosh, it's all happening. But, you know, what do I do? Can you still help me?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, yep. Jackie. And this is the thing that as mums, we're looking for the way to fix the overwhelm and fix the problem that we're feeling trying to be everything for everyone all of the time, including our business. But it's not a once and done process. Our families are growing. We're developing. We're growing. We've got different expectations. Our businesses require different attention from us. Our partners are changing and growing and developing in their own way, and our kids, which is the obvious one, are growing up and having different demands on themselves and different abilities and different developmental stages. So it certainly is a process. So household management as a household responsibility is a process that needs to be rediscussed, renegotiated, resystemized and changed as the family changes. So certainly I have clients that you know, come back to me after a few years, just as you mentioned, and say, okay, so, you know, now I've, you know, my kids are now, you know, teenagers and one of them's got a part-time job and now they're not doing anything or one of them's picking up everything and the other one, you know, isn't doing any of it and now they're fighting with each other because of it and, you know, what do we do? So the beauty of the systems and yeah. the communication style that I teach is that it is something that becomes a habit. So a lot of my clients can just reuse it again themselves, or just, you know, keep it going. But I'm certainly always available when things get a little bit too much to, you know, to help out again as needed. Yeah.
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 That's great. So, sometimes we know what to do, but the overwhelm clouds it. So it's like, I think I know what to do. I can't remember. It's all too hard. So sometimes it's so important to go to that external person that is removed from the emotion of the situation as well, which I think is wonderful. So Eva, if some of the listeners want to connect with you, where do they find you? Where are you? How do we find you?
So, yeah, absolutely. I do have a website. So it's www.evarado.com. And I'm also on Facebook. You can get to Facebook from the website. But I have a Facebook page, and most of my content, my information is on my Facebook page, is where I post most things. And continue those conversations about, household management is a household responsibility, and mindset and systems and communications and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Awesome. So if we were to get you to just give our listeners one main message, especially for those women that are wanting to start a business, putting it off because I just think I've got no time, what would be that one message that you would love them to hear today?
So I think my number one message is please, mum, stop asking the family for help. Help is a four-letter word. It perpetuates the implication that it is all your job. And worse than that, it makes it seem like you can't do your job. You're not capable to do your job. You need their help. There are more than just you living in the household. In my house, there are four people. Four of us eat the food, dirty the dishes, wear the clothes, make the mess, dump our stuff and leave things untidy. So it's incumbent on all four of us to do what we can to keep the house safe and comfortable for the rest of us. So please stop using the word help. There are so many other ways to onboard the family to support you with the household management that don't require you to be the micromanager, which help implies. So depending again on the children's age and your partner's headspace in the moment, but the more you can step back and allow them to do it their way, without you asking them to help you do it your way, the calmer a home you're going to have.
Awesome. Love it. Okay, Eva, thank you so much for sharing today. That was amazing. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, what did I do when my kids were little and how could I have done it differently? But hindsight's always a wonderful thing as well. So if you're a mom that's looking to get that clarity, that support, we'll have Eva's details everywhere you see this. So please reach out, book a time, have a chat. You know, it's really important to connect with somebody and ask the questions just to see if you are that right match, that right person. But I love your work, Eva. Keep up the great work. And thank you so much for being part of Connect and Grow.
Thank you, Jackie, and thanks again for the opportunity. It's been wonderful to be here chatting with you today.